Imagine witnessing something so profound at Mass that it leaves you in awe. Those who attended Padre Pio's celebrations saw him visibly suffer, especially during the consecration. Today we'll explore why Padre Pio experienced this pain at the altar and what it reveals about his deep connection with Christ. Stay tuned to find out. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Hello everyone. As we enter the month of June, the month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, a time to deepen our love for Christ, I'd like to open with a reflection on the Holy Mass. Today's insights are drawn from the book Padre Pio, Transparent of God, by Father Jean de Robert. Within his pages, Father de Robert shares profound insights into the Holy Mass as taught by Padre Pio, as well as an explanation for Padre Pio's experience of suffering during these solemn moments. But before delving into these insights, I would like to mention that Father de Robert was a French priest and spiritual son of Padre Pio, and that at one point in 1958, during the Algerian War, Father de Robert was executed. However, thanks to Padre Pio's intervention, he was miraculously brought back to life. So, as you can imagine, they shared a close bond. If you're interested in hearing the complete story, I've provided a link in the description below. It's an amazing story, so I highly recommend giving it a listen. Now, let's explore what Father de Robert, guided by Padre Pio's teachings, shared about the Holy Mass. He tells us, "It was impossible to attend Padre Pio's Mass without becoming, almost imperceptibly, participants in that drama that played out every morning on the altar. Crucified with the crucified, the Padre relived Jesus' passion with great pain, of which I was a privileged witness as I helped him during Mass. He taught us that we could only obtain our salvation if, first of all, the cross was planted in our lives. He said, 'I believe that the Most Holy Eucharist is the great means to aspire to holy perfection. But we must receive it with the desire and commitment to uproot from our hearts everything that displeases Him who we want to have within us.'" Padre Pio conveyed this profound message on July 27, 1917, when he was 30 years old. Father de Robert continues, "Shortly after my ordination as a priest, he explained to me that during the celebration of the Eucharist, it was necessary to parallel the chronology of the Mass and the Passion. First and foremost, it is about understanding and realizing that the priest at the altar is Jesus Christ. Since then, Jesus, in his priest, endlessly relives the same passion. From the initial sign of the cross to the offertory, we must find Jesus in the garden. We must follow him in his agony, suffering before this, figuratively speaking, sea of mud of sin. We must unite with Jesus in his pain of seeing that the word of the Father, which he came to bring us, is not received by men, neither good nor bad. From this perspective, we must listen to the readings of the Mass as being addressed to us personally. From the beginning of the Eucharistic prayer to the consecration, we join Jesus in his imprisonment, in his brutal scourging, in his crowning with thorns, and his journey with the cross on his back through the streets of Jerusalem. He then explains the reason for Padre Pio's immense suffering, for the pain he felt, as mentioned at the beginning. He wrote, "The consecration gives us the body given now, the blood shed now. Mystically, it is the Lord's own crucifixion. And that's why Padre Pio suffered terribly at this moment of the Mass. We then join Jesus on the cross, offering to the Father from that moment the redemptive sacrifice. This is the meaning of the liturgical prayer that immediately follows the consecration, through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, corresponds to Jesus' cry, 'Father, in your hands I commend my spirit.' From then on, the sacrifice is consummated by Christ and accepted by the Father. Henceforth, men are no longer separated from God and are once again united. That's why, at this moment, we recite the prayer of all children, the Our Father. The breaking of the host indicates the death of Jesus. The fraction, the moment when the priest, having broken the host, a symbol of death, drops a portion of the body of Christ into the chalice of the precious blood, this act marks the moment of the resurrection, for the body and blood are united, and it is the living Christ that we are going to receive in communion." Father de Robert then concludes, "Having heard such an explanation from the Padre's own lips, and knowing well that he lived through all of that painfully, it is understood why he asked me to follow him on this path, which I did every day, and with what joy." And with that, Father de Robert brings his narrative to a close. In conclusion, as Father de Robert explained, the parallel between the Mass and the Passion invites us to deeply engage with each part of the liturgy. From the sign of the cross to the breaking of the host, each element symbolizes a stage in Christ's Passion and Resurrection, leading to communion with the living Christ. Padre Pio's intense suffering during the Mass reflects his profound connection to the timeless sacrifice Jesus made on the cross. However, this profound engagement with the Mass is not exclusive to the priesthood. It is a call extended to all participants. We are each called to journey with Jesus in his agony and suffering, to unite our own hearts with his, and to partake in the transformative power of his resurrection. So, as we leave this reflection, may we remember to embrace the mysteries of the Mass with reverence, devotion, and a profound sense of unity with our Savior. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.